Joining us now is John Decker, Fox News Radio. We appreciate you coming on the show, John. This is a very fast-moving situation. The Congress was going to vote today, now it's tomorrow. Where's the White House stand currently on this immigration issue?
Well, where the White House stands is a little bit different than where it stood yesterday, and the reason being is because the president put out a tweet earlier today in which he wrote that Republicans should stop wasting their time on immigration until after we elect more senators and Congress members in November that obviously are Republican. The president believes that Democrats are holding this immigration issue up, and he believes that the members of Congress should concentrate on other items on his legislative agenda rather than in immigration.
Is that something that was unanticipated until the tweet came out? That was new. News.
Yeah, it was unanticipated. You know, the president has surprised the leadership, let alone the rank and file, the leadership of Congress with some of the positions that he's taken over the course of the past 2 weeks. If there was any progress that was being made, and that's a big if, on immigration and on the legislation that's moving through the House, I think the president kind of stalled that momentum with the tweet that he put out today.
Do we have any indication if they were able to pass something in the House and then even more so unlikely to have it pass through the Senate that he would still support that legislation?
That's unclear. I think that's a good question, Annie, but it's unclear. You know, if something comes before his desk that is passed, as you mentioned, from the House and somehow, I don't know how, but somehow passes the Senate, whether he'd sign it, it's pretty clear that he has a red line, he being the president, the red line being he wants money. It doesn't mean the whole thing, but some money, maybe even just a down payment, to start building that border wall with Mexico. If that's not in there, I don't think he's going to sign it. I think that's pretty clear based upon the things that he said and tweeted about and put out in statements over the course of the past few years.
All right. We will continue to monitor the situation as if we know it can change with a tweet. And we will continue to watch that Twitter timeline as well. John Decker, thanks for joining us.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me on. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.